Hello, Guten Tag, bienvenue, bienvenidos, and welcome to this edition of the DeCapo Podcast. Today we're going to dive into the world of children's media, particularly that of movies and television that make good use of classical music as a subject. In this episode, we're going to discuss the time-transcendent Disney film Fantasia and its relevance in the world of children's media. The movie Fantasia was originally released in the year 1940, but faced difficulties in profit and international release due to the ongoing World War II. A sequel, titled Fantasia 2000, was released in 1999, and is widely acclaimed as one of the most influential films of all time, but it only contained one of the original segments from the first film, titled The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Here's what it sounds like. It may sound familiar. This piece is a great example of synecdoche for this whole work, as the scenes with Mickey Mouse attempting to tame his magical powers are likely instantly connected with your memories while hearing this piece. Fantasia as a whole is important for that very reason, the impact that it had on its listeners. In their article, Children's Invented Notations and Verbal Responses to a Piano Work by Claude Debussy, author Rivka Elkoshi conducted a study on how children reacted to classical music. According to their study, the author states, most children's responses to the general atmosphere of the music were of a joyous or happy nature, yet some listeners took a gloomier view. This shows that the same musical work may elicit a wide range of moods and various emotions in different listeners. If you remember the last episode, we talked about mirror neuron development derived from music and children's media. This same concept applies here, but on an even broader and more sophisticated scale. In this instance, these children are forming their own unique reactions to music and creating a new feeling or emotion that is based on things they already know. This brings up a discussion on how music is shared and taught in schools. There are many ways to treat the prospect of music education in schools, but it is unfair to expect music to do anything more than what it is capable of. In their article, Kim had the same idea as Haydn, International Perspectives on Classical Music and Music Education, author Alexandra Kurzweil says, but it is not music or music education's task to be solely focused on social change. There is also a need for music education for its own sake, being focused on intense musical experiences. It can offer a sanctuary away from the noise and the demands of the world, an open space for imagination, exploration, and dreaming for students and teachers. It is incredibly important for music to be incorporated into daily discussion as an art form, but particularly in children's media, it is meant more to inspire feelings of imagination, exploration, and dreaming, much like what is done in the Fantasia films. That'll do it for this episode. See you next time on the DeCapo Podcast.